themselves.
Yeah, hi, is Aaron in?
Who?
I think Aaron, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. It was Aaron or Richard, I believe.
Richard stepped out.
Okay, who's this, please?
Ryan.
Oh, hey, Ryan, it's Ruben, I'm sorry. We spoke earlier.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so could you help me out real quick?
Yeah.
So, I just spoke to them.
Uh-huh.
Do you speak Korean or no?
Yes, I do, fluently.
All right. The man, the myth, the legend. So, I just spoke to the customer. Can you help? Because there's obviously a huge language gap here.
Yeah.
I don't speak Korean. They don't understand what I'm asking for. So, could you help me out real quick?
Sure, no problem.
Their phone number is 310.
1 second. 310.
815.
Uh-huh.
1029. Basically, the ladies, the wife, I don't know her name, I think it's Yoon Si, and her husband is named, I forgot her husband's name, to be honest. I call him Mr. Kim. So basically, here's how it works. And stop me at any time if I'm too fast.
Okay.
When someone applies for a loan, we ask who the owner is. There's space on our application for two people if two people own it. In this case, I think what they said was they just had him apply. No big deal. The one thing that they're going to go crazy on with you is this. It's just a small amount. That's their common answer. It's just $5,000. Unfortunately, the way that lending is done, I'm sure you understand, it doesn't matter how much you're borrowing. They still have to verify stuff, you know?
Of course.
You can't get a loan and say, well, I don't have a driver's license, but it's just $3,000. It doesn't work that way. You need to verify things. So when we go to their business, our credit department, not me, our credit department goes to their business and they say, okay, this loan's approved. However, we need to verify who owns this business because the loan only goes under the business. It doesn't go under someone personally. It doesn't go under their personal credit report. It's just them signing it. So when they Google the company or when they search for the company on business credit, not Google, when they go on business credit, both people pop up, the husband and the wife. So there's two things that I can do. I do not need their tax returns, but to prove that the husband owns the business, I need something called the K-1 statement. And the K-1 statement is a part of a tax return. It's a very small part. It's one section that shows that he owns the business. Like when Trust One files tax returns, it will show what the ownership percentage is, okay?
Yeah, like Richard.
If Richard owns it, it's part of this K-1 for a corporation. No big deal. Who knows actually what's going on? Maybe the husband and wife both own it. A lot of the husbands and wives, they feel like it's 50-50, even though it's not. So if that shows 100% that they own the business, that he owns a business, great. I get him loan documents tomorrow. He signs them. We get this thing funded. We all go on our merry way.
So
however,
he needs the K-1.
K-1 if he wants to do that. But who knows? We could find out that both of them own the business. And if both of them own the business, it's no big deal. On the application she sent me, she just adds her information, sends both K-1s, and I add her to the file. No big deal. But that's all I need help with. But I don't think they understand what I'm asking for.
Okay. All right. So
yeah, cause I think
call and tell them to do that.
Yeah, just say, well, here are your options. Hey, you know, obviously there's a communication issue. We're here to help. But just so you know, I don't think the husband and wife talk to each other on certain things because the wife is the one texting me, but the husband isn't aware of it.
Okay.
So basically, hey, look, your loan's approved. However, the bank needs this. If you feel it's too complicated, just pay us cash. If you want to move forward, here's why they need it. Here's what they need. Here's why they need it. Can you do this? And I'm here to help.
Okay. I'll do that.
And can you give me a call once you make the call so I can just know what's up?
Okay. So whose number is this?
This is the 310. That's her. That's the business number. I would honestly, if I was you, I would put them both on a speakerphone because between you and me, the wife's texting me that she doesn't want to do the loan, and I don't think the husband understands that. So, I mean, it's $5,000, but I'm honestly, dude, just trying to make you guys happy. You know that I don't make any money off a $5,000 loan. I mean, if you want the real answer, this is me calling you not because I want to press a $5,000 loan. I want to keep Trust One happy. I could honestly give a shit about what these people want to do. And them, I mean, they're nice people. I don't speak Korean, and they don't understand.
You should take a Korean 101 class.
No, because I know where that's going to lead. Were you involved in the other deal?
Which one?
The House of Galby.
No, that wasn't me. No,
yeah,
that was Sam.
I think sometimes the fact that I don't speak Korean actually keeps people like less pushy. Because the second that they, if they think I speak Korean, by the way, I have someone here that works, speaks Korean. Okay. I don't want them talking because I know what will happen. It will turn into a spectacle.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty so much. Loans approved, ready to rock and roll, but that's what we need. Let us know what you'd like to do.
All right. I'll let them know.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.